Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Greetings, comrades. It's time for another shameless plug minisode. See, about 2 years ago, some of you might remember that I was playing a game called Autumn RPG, and we got the guys on our show, and we spoke about this, and it was great, because, wow, it's Atom, and they make a Soviet Fallout RPG experience. Like the old school Fallout, the 2D ones, not the 3D ones, which are just weird, except New Vegas. However, if you're into video games, and if you like post-apocalyptic scenarios, and if you like our show, basically, which is a Soviet show, no less, then you'll love their new game, which is a continuation of the old one. In the same sense as Baldur's Gate 2 was to Baldur's Gate 1, they have made Atom Trudograd, or the City of Work, or the City of Difficulties, depending on how you want to go through it, because technically it's a work city, but a lot of people in English have been doing the difficulty city as well, and they don't deny it, so it's a bit iffy. However, these guys have given me some city keys. I've given a few away already on Twitter and on Facebook. And although the game is just $10, or 10 euros, on whichever platform you prefer, Steam or good old games, and you should totally buy it. I mean, absolutely. If you like video games and if you like post-apoc and if you like old-school RPGs from, yes, the isometric perspective that you can rotate your camera in also and that dialogue choices matter and that you have multiple ways to complete quests and all that good stuff, you should get the game. Really, I mean it. However, if you want it for free, then at this time, just send an email to theeasternborder@gmail.com and might as well give you some, because I have a few free CD keys. One thing that's important is that when we got them on our show a few years ago, is the fact that we had an interview, and afterwards I asked them, well, can I be in the game? And guess what? They delivered. So there is DJ Kristaps in the game, and I'm super excited to announce that yes, someone has actually turned me into an indie game NPC character. I'm a radio DJ in Trudograd. I run the radio station called The Eastern Border. I play all the good music. And I like this because they took my likeness from a picture, but they replaced the baseball cap that I always wear with Fanileyevka. Those caps are kind of weird to describe, but one of those which you would, if you Google up Gopnik, then you'll find the cap that I've been wearing because, well, we didn't have really baseball caps. And I'm apparently a fan of all sorts of old school Soviet rock or whatever. And I also name drop, in the game at least, Dan Carlin. Dan Karlinovich, Denis Karlinovich, as they put it in the game, which is also fun. So it was an exciting time for all of us here since, well, hey, how often do you get to be a video game character in something that you like? For one, I really enjoyed this story. It's all about the fact that in the last game we uncovered a kind of a conspiracy of a mushroom fungi organism to take over the world, which we stopped. But then the mushroom organism told us that it just wanted to preserve itself, basically, and there's a meteorite crushing down on Earth called the Hesperus Star. And if you think the meteorite crushing down on us right now would be a bad idea, you know, with all of our technology and all that stuff, think about what this is going to do in a post-apocalyptic society. So, we gotta stop that. How do we do this? Well, the main plot revolves around you trying to find a railgun. A Soviet railgun. During the way, you get to experience all sorts of Soviet goodness. For one, you get to, well, discover a Soviet power armor.
which can easily beat up the evil capitalist power armor with one little finger. No match. American power armor. Pooh. No match for Soviet special armor. Now, it's actually very well done, and what I like the most about the game is the fact that they don't turn all this Sovietiness, basically, into just cheap nostalgia. They literally give you a lot of ways how to play through the game, and they show both the good parts with the bad parts of the Soviet Union. And the story, the apocalypse here in this setting happened in 1986, with an accident happening on the Berlin Wall. And it's not even clear, it's like left specifically unclear in the game which side caused the incident, because apparently there were kind of guys with bombs running toward the wall, and one side started shooting, there were snipers from the other side, but no one knows who started shooting, no one knows who exploded this, and it's a weird alternate history moment when, in 1986, in place of the Chernobyl catastrophe, you got a big boom, which covered all of the world, basically, and there are countries, sort of-ish, and they're trying to put their stuff together, but the Soviet Union is long dead and gone. However, well, in the game you can encounter such weird things as center-right Soviet revolutionaries, because that's the thing. They're kind of realistic in this matter since, well...
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The revolutionaries and the only ones they know are Soviet. So, well, that's what it is, I suppose. And it's also great because they use all the old brands from the Soviet Union and all the good stuff. It's full with Soviet nostalgia, full with all the good Sovietiness, and a lot of good dark comedy as well. For example, there's a quest in the game where a rich guy from Central Asia, where they still have oil, well, they make gasoline from the oil, and he's decided to torment a little apartment owner by basically renting the apartment next door and placing mannequins in there, and you get to move the mannequins around. Well, he gets to move the mannequins around. And then you kind of have to solve this mystery because, well, the owner of the apartment, the landlord's quietly going insane. And then you do. It's full with black comedy like this. It's really old-schooly. This second part, unlike the first one, does remind me more of the Fallout 2 than Fallout 1, because of all the dark comedy and all of the references. But it's really a great game, and I recommend you get it full-heartedly. I mean, these guys went to Chernobyl and studied their stuff, and they're all from my region, and these are one of the people whom I really like to endorse. And I don't do endorsements here in this channel that much. Those who follow me on social media, you guys know that... that it's not that easy, because we've been offered, like, you know, advertisements from Raid Shadow Legends or whatever, and other places, and we just don't do them. Maybe we might do them through Acast or whatever, where I'm not in control of what gets advertised, and I know that one time advertised even Lockheed Martin for listeners in Canada, but this time I'm taking it full on myself, and they're not even paying me, they just gave me free CD keys, and they gave me the free game, and they told me, hey dude, we put you in the game, have fun. And they're only charging $10 for it. It's a clear 30 to 40 hour experience. Sure, it has 3D graphics, but it's, you know, asymmetric. And this game is more like Baldur's Gate 2 to your Baldur's Gate 1. So you probably would want to play original Atom RPG first, since there's an import character function as well. You know, if you've played through first Atom RPG, you can literally import your character and it's great. But yeah, support our developers, because a lot of the team, specifically the writers, are from Latvia as well, and there's a bit of Soviet nostalgia and Soviet culture there, which you can explore, and it's fun. And like I said, if you guys... Well, I still have some CD keys left after I've given out a bunch of on Facebook and on Twitter. If you want them, let me know. Just write on email, why would you want one, and I'll give you one. And I hope that you'll enjoy the game as much as I did, and trust me on this one. This is one of the very few products, if you really like the game, like gaming, and if you like these RPGs and all this good stuff that comes with them. And if you missed something that was Fallout 2 except Soviet, then this one's for you. And I've just spent almost 9 minutes, well, this is going to be more than 9 minutes, telling you how much I like the game. And look, I'm in the game! They literally put Eastern Border in the game, called DJ Kristaps. And I'm even wearing my Transmetropolitan sunglasses, you know, the ones with the green and the red and stuff. I was just so excited, I posted all about social media about this. It was crazy. So yeah, go get Atom RPG. And, well, you know, I'm giving this a week or so, because I have, like, those, like I said, a few, I think I have, like, two or three of them. But if you're fast enough and just email us to, again, theeasternborder@gmail.com, then I'll just give out those for free. If you don't want to wait for them, please, please do buy it. It's just $10 anywhere, and it'll just make your day better and easier and make you feel, you know, nicer in every way possible. One free CD key also going away for my patrons in kind of a raffle or something. I'll just put all your names there and press the randomize button or something, but still. Check out the Atom RPG game, and if you do, write them a good Steam review. I've also given out copies to some of our friends in other podcasts. Hope they enjoyed it as well. Anyways, this was the Minisode, and really, do check out Atom RPG. Full endorsement from the Eastern Border. This is, as we say, годная и правильная игра, or useful and good game. Or we will get you. Happiness is mandatory. До свидания, товарищи.
Thank you for listening to the Eastern Border Show. If you have any questions or comments, go to our website, theeasternborder.lv, and leave a comment there. Or email us at theeasternborder@gmail.com. We'll be sure to answer. You can also follow us on social media and contact us there. If you enjoyed this episode, then leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and tell your friends about us. It really helps us grow the show. And remember, happiness is mandatory.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.